Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It, Final Fantasy 15 edition. This is going to be me, Scott. You can find on Twitter at XRSNX. And I'm here with Brian. You can find on Twitter at Pure Rock Fury. And we're here with Mike. You can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. You can find all of us at Facebook.com/Review and Roast or ReviewandRoast.com, where you can read all of our reviews for everything on the planet that we like. We all got PS4. We all got Final Fantasy 15. We're all at different times, different levels, different amounts of time with previous Final Fantasies. So you're going to get I would say a good overall mixture of
stuff.
Yeah,
stuff and things.
Can't think of the word I'm looking for. But
fantasies and their finality.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you get a lot of perspectives on gameplay and
thank you.
What you're thinking.
That's what I meant.
What
to
we're
say.
Thinking. Or what everyone's thinking.
So if you're living in a bubble or if you're not really in, into the series or whatever, here's a quick little breakdown of the story for you. En route to wed his fiancée Luna on a road trip with his best friends, Prince Noctis is advised by news reports that his homeland has been invaded and taken under the false pretense of a peace treaty, and that he, his loved one, and his father, King Regis, have been slain at the hands of the enemy. To gather the strength needed to uncover the truth and reclaim his homeland, Noctis and his loyal companions must overcome a series of challenges in a spectacular open world that is filled with larger-than-life creatures, amazing wonders, diverse cultures, and treacherous foes.
And fishing.
And fishing.
And yeah. Miso soup.
It's super delicious. Now, the funny thing is, him and his loyal companions must overcome a series of challenges, and one of those big challenges is the fact that X jumps and X interacts.
Ugh.
So, when you're trying to interact with something, you might jump. Or if you need to jump, but you're in the same vicinity as an interaction, you're going to interact.
Yeah.
More often than not, when I try to do something, you pick up something, mount my chocobo, get in the car, I just jump.
Yep.
I've jumped next to the car a few times already.
Oh, I jump all over that car.
I tried, and that's the thing.
I'm like Lucio in Overwatch.
Yeah.
Jumping rolling around that.
Well, here's the thing, not to veer off too far, but there was one part where I'm running down a dirt road, and this truck is riding at me. So I was like, if I can jump on things, I'm going to jump onto this car and run over it. Now you can't. There's that invisible wall. You just jump into it, and then it just kind of shoves you off.
There's a lot of invisible walls in this game.
That was very disappointing. There's,
especially once you get on your chocobo, and you can get moving. The chocobo has a pretty good jump radius. Once you hit a lot of invisible walls with that chocobo, and he refuses to go to a lot of places.
I feel like after Grand Theft Auto 2, there should be no invisible walls.
Yeah, this happened just a lot in the last couple of days. I'm doing these missions, I'm on the chocobo, and I'm just running down a road, and next to me is a guardrail and maybe a 10-foot cliff. You know what I mean? Chocobos in this game, which is kind of neat because in any game I've ever played, they can't jump and they can't glide. But in this one, they can jump and they can glide.
And I've jumped off some pretty high cliffs around that big crater, and that thing will float all the way down perfectly and safe landing.
Yeah. Well, that's actually
pretty awesome.
What I'm getting at. There's an invisible wall. Mm-hmm. On that guardrail. So I can't jump over the fucking 1-foot guardrail and glide down to where I gotta go. I gotta run down the street, find the fucking stairs, and go down.
And
are you kidding me?
And that's always been the Final Fantasy hang-up is if you go into a dungeon or if you go into an area and it shows it somewhere, you might as well look at the map, pick the longest route possible, because that's the way to get there.
Yeah.
Even if on that map it shows you, just a left or right and you're there, it's not. It's a right, another right, then a left, go all the way down, another left, a right,
get on
then
the
a left, go over there. Yeah, exactly.
Elevator that goes too high, jump that cliff, over the fire pit, back all the way down, winding staircase up, and now you're still a level below where you're supposed to be.
And then after you get what you want, normally it's cool because the reason you couldn't go left in the first place is because you don't know how to jump because you're a grown-up. So once you get the piece you need, you just drop down and you can walk right out of the dungeon. That's normally exactly how every Final Fantasy game since the inception of Final Fantasy has been, which is kind of getting old. And this game also has that. So, That is by no means... I knew that going in, so I wasn't really overly worried about that part.
Yeah, I mean, out of the three of us, Mike has definitely played the most Final Fantasy games. I'm not too far behind him.
Oh, Ryan, you're a close second for sure. I mean.
Well, you know, you did a lot of the side ones. You did more of the main ones. I've just done like 7, 11, a little 14, a little 13, mm-hmm. 2. I've watched 9 and 10, and I've played this one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when I say I played 11... We're talking time.
No, Scott and I have dedicated years.
Yeah. Well, years, but months worth of playtime.
Oh, for you know, I'd be embarrassed to see how many hours.
It's actually funny because I'm kind of getting the itch to do it again, but yeah. I know it's going to suck if I do it, so I'm trying not to. But anywho, back to, I guess, the game we're here to talk about. And another thing that's, and again, I'm only maybe... early 20s as far as percentage through the game right now, level 42 at this point. And every Final Fantasy I've ever played, throughout the story, you're picking up new members to the party. You can change around your party dynamics. You can, you know, kick people out, bring people in, always. That has not happened in this game. It's kind of, I don't want to say frustrating, but it's like, oh, you know what I mean? Like,
right, and even if in some of those older ones where you couldn't change out your character, you would actually have specific jobs you'd be able to change out on each of your characters.
Yeah.
So, and this one is not like that. I mean, you can change weapons, you can do it on the fly, you can basically pause in battle and change gear and do stuff and things, which is actually, that part is actually super duper cool.
Well, let's clarify. When you say change gear, it's basically equipping weapons and spells, yeah. Because there's no such thing as gear. You're never going to pick up a new chest piece. You're never going to pick up a new pair of boots.
You do get accessories, as in the same way they did in like 7 or whatnot.
I got a cool ring.
Yeah, there is some cool things. They're hard. It's easy to get two accessory slots. It's pretty hard to get the third one. I don't have it yet.
It's 333, what is it, action points or whatever?
Ability points,
ability
yeah.
Points, AP.
Yeah.
Per character.
Per character, which I haven't actually even... I just hit 300 the other day, or today actually, saved up, but I spent it on all kinds of things.
I stopped looking.
To get myself
I'm going to save up. For upgraded. The very least, I want to get my character the third spot. And that's another thing I do want to bring up. Like you were saying, there's no designation of a job per se. Like, there's no mage in this game. The only one... You as the main character can suck energy out of these certain points in the world, which is kind of a really cool idea. Except it's only lightning, fire, and ice. There's right. No water spells. There's no earth spells. There's no enfeebling spells.
I'm actually glad that there's only three because it makes it easier. Like Final Fantasy XI, obviously, we had six, and it was always... You couldn't remember who was weak to what and how. And in this game, you have a limited amount of spells, so having four spell slots and five different... elements to cast from would be uber annoying.
I don't think so. But, well, here's my other going on with my little gripe about this. Basically, you don't cast spells like they have in pretty much any other game. What you do is, it's called elemancy, and you craft the spells, which is kind of a cool idea, because you can add different ingredients along with your lightning, fire, ice, whatever. And those do have different effects. Some of them are enfeebling. Some of them will heal your party. Some of them, like, attack down or poison.
So you
poison.
Can have, like, an icy blast with a pancake chaser.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, basically it would be if you mixed your ice element and then added a potion which you used to heal yourself, it would then be called a heal cast. And it would have its potency value and blah, blah, blah. So, almost
so it would
exactly
damage
like
the enemies
that.
But heal you and your team. Because that's the one thing in this game.
Yeah.
If you throw fire 3 down and your guys are standing there, they're toast.
I kind of actually, the first two times that happened, I was like, man, did I literally just kill Promptu? And the answer was, yeah. Yeah, Mike, you did. So after the second time I killed him, I was like, holy shit. Like, yeah. This is happening.
Yeah.
So there's some other moves and techniques that you can do in the game to, like, draw your party away from the blast radius. But the blast radius is also pretty huge in some cases. Like, if you have, like, a Thundaga, it's brutal.
And the fire doesn't go away. Like, after the spells, like,
up.
Blows up four or five times, the ground stays on fire.
Yeah,
and
if you go into it, or frozen or like electrically charged, and so do the characters, which is actually, you know, you drop like a blizzard on everybody and they're just sitting there shivering and covered in icicles.
I dropped the blizzard just this morning and I got back to my red chocobo that was now a frosty red chocobo. That was kind of funny. But, you know, back to the casting of spells in this game. You can equip them to any character, but you only control your character outside of a couple of special moves that your party has that you can activate. And they generally don't seem to use the spells that often, so I stopped equipping them with spells anyway.
Yeah, so did I. I had them on there early because I think Ignis, I had some equipment on him that elevated his spell potential, and I think he used one once or twice.
Yeah, I go through them constantly when I have them.
Well, now that I'm... In the beginning, I didn't use them very much at all after I figured out I was killing everybody. So I went back, and now that I got a little bit better, I don't know, gist of the gameplay, I guess, the best way to put it. I use them way more frequently now. And plus, the whole crafting them and using items to upgrade them, I sort of was tinkering around with that for a while, and now I'm not good at it, but I'm good at getting these spells to be more valuable, I guess is the best way to put it.
Well, the nice thing is when you're scrolling through your list of items, it'll tell you what it's going to do.
Yeah.
And then once you see something you like, you craft it. And then they also have a history menu, which is super convenient. So you can just go back and go, oh, yeah, that was the shit.
Yeah.
Boom. And, okay, so, anywho, you can't craft them without empty...
Flasks,
magic bottles, whatever you call them. And then you use those to throw your spell out, which is fine. But Noctis, your main character, has magic points. Mm-hmm. So I'm expecting, if I want to cast fire or ice, that he'll be like, you know, like they have in every other Final Fantasy game. But in this one, he just throws the bottle out, it blows up. You use the magic points for what they've implemented, this warping ability that he has. That is probably one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
It's used up in his blocking ability, too, because he phases out.
Yes. So, I mean, I'm sure you've seen videos at this point. If you haven't, we will have some posted on our site if you want to head there. But you basically, as you're fighting, you'll look up and you'll see all these different warp points, and you can warp to them. You just kind of hang out, and it boosts your refresh, it boosts your regen. And then you can target an enemy, and the farther away you are and you warp back to do a warp strike, like, the more power it has. It's just super fun.
Yeah.
Warping all over the place. And no matter how awesome I think I did, every battle is graded on attack, finesse, and time. And I will always do good on time, usually do pretty awesome on attack. Finesse, I pretty much fail every time. And I think I'm starting to figure out why. Because there's other fights where I'm like, oh, I fucking screwed that up. But then I get like a B in finesse. It's like, well, how the hell? What am I doing different? But I think I'm getting it. But in case I'm wrong, I'm not going to say what I think it is.
Agreed.
I have a couple thoughts. Because I always get a D minus in defense.
No,
which
it's
is weird.
Yeah, there's.
I feel like there's an F there that I probably should get on a
game. Yeah, they don't. Yeah, they don't give out any Fs, so that's good news for most people.
Yeah,
but yeah,
that just means that D means you suck at defense, which I clearly do.
What is pretty awesome though,
like
if
this was basketball, I'd be getting scored on like, all day long and dunked in my face.
If you've never played a Final Fantasy, this really is a game that anybody can get into and thoroughly enjoy. But if you have played them in the past, as with most games that are in like a series like this, a lot of the same mobs are around. But the way they've redesigned them or how they look on a PS4 now is just
A lot of the base mobs are pretty similar to some of the old ones. There are some new ones, actually, and some pretty cool new ones. But and there's a lot of what you didn't have in like Final Fantasy XI, which everyone, well, not everyone played, but which
I feel like most people didn't.
No, I well,
there even was, though there was still millions of people, yeah. I never meet anybody that's played it.
I know, but there's a lot of machinery that you get to fight in this game, which is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, which is, we didn't get to Labyssia,
right?
Really, in 11?
Yeah, right. Yeah, in there, and even that wasn't real like machinery. I mean, it was, but
and if you've ever played any of the older ones, you will definitely appreciate the most annoying character in the game on your party. Prompto, whatever the hell his name is, because he's always rattling off the music from the other game. Bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam. That's actually my favorite part. I swear.
They reference the old games, not a lot, but they do, and it's kind of a nice little nod.
On the site, we're going to have one of the videos of Promptu doing his special move during combat, and he actually rattles that off right before he blows somebody's head off, which is actually kind of hilarious. That's why I saved that video to put it up, because it's pretty funny.
Every now and then, someone in the party says something that references an old game that makes me just feel warm. Yeah,
Promptu is the king of that, though, because he'll specifically talk about leveling up and going to do stuff to get some experience.
Yeah.
So it's pretty fun. There is another combat element I'm not too happy about, though. Like you were talking about point warping to a point that's designated. You can also warp away to get yourself farther and then warp attack back. But if you warp away, sometimes you'll leave the area and it cancels the fight and you'll lose your technique point bar, which is super annoying. Because I do it all the time. Because I try to warp out, and sometimes there'll be a point warp, and it'll say point warp with a triangle to hit the triangle button to go there. And you know, one of the other annoying things in combat is the camera angle, because you have to physically control the camera angle with the right analog stick while you're running around with the left analog stick, and you're still trying to hit buttons, and you're still trying to target with R1. But you're also, it's just, there's a lot of things going on in combat for it to be such a basic hold down circle fight style. There's still so many things going on. So you think you have one targeted, you hit triangle, but you lost the target, so you go flying out of the zone. And you lose all your technique points. You get partial credit for the enemies you already destroyed because you escaped. So then you have to go back in to fight the you know, a lot of times you'll be fighting. Let's just say you come up to a bunch of rhinoceroses, and there'll be three small ones and one big one. So the one big one takes a minute to kill, so you kill the small ones first, and as you're trying to maneuver, you go flying out of the zone, and you get 50 experience for the small ones, and then you go back in and fight and get 300 for the big dog. So that's a total of 350, but if you would have stayed in the battle and fought them all, you'd get, you know, 550. It's something crazy, because I've actually had that happen to me, fighting the exact same group of mobs.
I haven't done that very often. Like, it's rare that I've done.
I just flying out of the zone. I use the point. I warp a ton, and I do the non weapon non point warp all the time, where I'm like just warping to a different spot.
Yeah,
and I should probably not do that. Maybe, I guess, but it's kind of fun, and I like to try to. I've been trying to position myself more during combat in hopes that that would make finesse go up, which I don't think it does. So, I don't know. That's where I'm at with that right now. It's kind of annoying. But I kind of don't love the combat style still, and I'm level 32 now, so I have gotten into it. But, I mean, I don't hate it, but I don't love it either. So
I feel like it's pretty standard at this point. It's very similar to Elder Scrolls.
Well, it's like a button mash without mashing. Just a one-button combat, which is... I mean, there's a lot of things going on, though. So, weapon switching, which if you don't do... I know Scott does a little, but Brian, same with you. You can actually switch weapons, like, mid-attack, which is super cool. And super advantageous at times, because you might want to go in with you might want to point or attack warp with... you know, the great sword, but then switch back right away so you can get in a flurry of attacks with your daggers or regular sword, which is actually, I thought, pretty cool. I do that actually kind of a lot. And then spells are, it's a whole other thing. Well, you should have mentioned earlier, too, with spells. You don't target an enemy. All spells are basically like, lob it in there.
Oh, you target an enemy, style. But it's AoE. They're all AoE.
Yeah, but you can't actually lock on and throw it at one person.
I do. Well, I lock on.
No, you don't.
And throw in the vicinity.
Yeah, believe that. You don't. Yeah, it doesn't lock on a guy. It moves with the stick. So you kind of, I'm making motions like we're on TV right now, but it moves almost like an old timey war game where you're like lobbing the mortar. You know what I mean? That's with the almost arc. Yeah, like it's all, I mean, less the arc, but basically, if you can picture an arc and then a splash zone, that's kind of like what it is. And that's why sometimes I think they get deflected by like a tree or something. You know what I mean? Because sometimes, like Scott was saying, we were both complaining that sometimes the spells don't go off.
But then my timer doesn't go off either. Like, I did throw it. It just, nothing happens.
Oh, see, I've had it both of those ways. Like, where nothing happens and I can still throw another one. Or nothing happens and I'm refreshing my
Well, like I said, there's timer. there's a lot of times when a little box, as you're targeting somebody with R1, a box will pop up in the top left. It'll show you like what they're weak to, what they are immune to. And I rarely look at it, but I have to assume that if I'm not throwing the spell, it's probably because they're immune to it. And it's like the computer.
I'm not
just
sure. I know.
Auto says you can't do this.
Ignis will do like an analyze, and then I think, if I'm not mistaken, don't quote me yet, but I think it's L1 will actually bring that box up. After he doesn't analyze, it'll come up when he analyzes, and then I think it'll come up again if you've already analyzed that guy that you're targeting. Because if you're fighting some Magitek soldiers and some mobs, if he's analyzed the mobs that and you're targeting a Magitek soldier and you try to analyze it, it won't.
You want
to
know what the absolute most annoying thing about this game is?
Go.
All right. Well, the way the experience system works, which I actually really kind of like, is you fight throughout the day, you do missions, you gain the experience, but it doesn't get applied to your character until you go to sleep at night. And then when you go to sleep, it levels your guy up, and then you can have food if you're camping, you can feed your chocobos if you're camping, and blah, blah, blah,
right,
blah.
And the only way to have food is
You can fight constantly and never sleep, you're never going to level.
Right.
Leveling is what actually, or sleeping is what actually levels your guy, right, which I think is kind of neat. But if it's when it gets night outside, that's when a lot of strong mobs pop and a lot of the guys in your party are like, well, I don't think we should go anywhere because blah, blah, it's dark out. But sometimes, like some of the missions, some of the hunts, you have to do at night. So just for instance, I was doing one this morning. I went out, I did the hunt, I killed the guys, I'm running back to the nearest camp, and then around the camp is where you're going to find where you can absorb the energies of the fire, the lightning, and the ice. So I absorb the fire, I absorb the lightning, I'm walking over towards the ice, but I'm also, there's a mob over there, so then I enter his circle. I'm not fighting him, he doesn't see me yet, it's just warning me that I'm going to see it.
And the
can't
ice
absorb
disappears.
You.
It's the same with picking up items.
Yeah, you can't pick shit up. Yeah, you can't absorb shit. Yeah, so now it's like, well, I don't want
to
fight.
Yeah, if you're going to grab some potatoes, but there's a guy in the zone, the X disappears.
Super
I think
annoying.
The action button and I think the mounting the chocobo and getting in the car should all be square, and this game would be so much better, honestly.
No, square is used for something else. Don't ask me what.
When you're walking around town?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, it's for something. I don't know. I was trying to be funny.
Yeah, I don't know if it even is. Circle, sprint, I don't know.
Which is funny because circle is sprint, but if you're fighting, circle is swing.
And when you're on your chocobo, square is
chocobo?
Sprint. Yeah, chocobo. Square is then sprint and circle is jump, which...
Yeah.
And then X is get off.
You got to hold it, though.
Yeah. A Jiminy Crispies. What does triangle do on the chocobo? I don't even know. Who cares? It's dumb.
Yeah. And you know what? It's 2016. You've literally made at least, 20 of these games at this point?
Right.
I think it's about time I can pick shit up without getting off my chocobo.
Ugh. Come
Just
on.
Just saying. Like, come on.
You couldn't 11.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah, with Gishel Greens. You could.
Yeah.
You could dig. I mean, you couldn't.
You couldn't pick up
do
a quest
stuff,
item,
yeah.
though.
Right, yeah. Yeah, but yeah, you totally should be able to, like, grab that thing off the ground.
Grab them cakes?
Something. Yeah, that's actually, especially because you got to hold down the button, then you got to try and get back on the chocobo, and you're jumping all around them, you know.
And then you got to make sure you're pointed at, and that's too, like a lot of the shops will have quests for you.
Yeah, like on the counter.
So if you're facing it and it says quest, but then you kind of accidentally nudge the camera or Ignis walks into you and pushes you a little bit, now you're in the shop. Damn it, back out, adjust the camera again, get back into the quest.
Maybe that's what finesse is.
Yeah, right. It's just that I got fat fucking fingers and I can't control my guy.
Seriously.
Or when you're trying to walk out of a diner and all three of them are standing in the doorway, it's like, dude, get out of the way!
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times that is. The diner doorway is brutal.
They just stand there. Ridiculous. Anywho, I feel like we should hear from the other guy over here.
New guy?
Yeah.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. What are your thoughts on the game? Any annoyances at
this point? Where'd you...
How far are you? What level are you?
I'm not far at all.
Well, that's perfect.
I'm like 3 hours in, maybe.
That's good.
So, what, you're like level 5 or 6?
five, yeah.
Maybe have you four. Done some camping?
I did some camping.
Nice. Did you do any fishing?
No fishing yet.
Oh.
Let's see. Some highlights so far. The driving in this game, absolutely, completely, wholeheartedly, is horrible. It is a nightmare experience that I cannot stand. I think part of the appeal of driving in Grand Theft Auto 5 is just kind of like cruising. Doing what you do in a regular car. You just kind of sit back,
you put on the
crazy right-wing talk radio show where they're talking about aliens and friggin' toilet paper that gives you AIDS or whatever, and you just drive, then you drive up a mountain, you hit a billy goat, you go flying over the cliff, you flip the car around. This game, like, totally will not let you do anything.
Right.
You get in the car, and you can drive manually, which means, hey, look at me, I'm pulling out and going on the road. You can't go off road, you can't go into somebody, you barely have control of the car. It's stupid. And then if you do it auto,
it's slowish.
Yeah. And if you do it, and it drives the speed limit, it's like, oh, the guy practically sticks his hand out the window and go, hey, I'm turning left. It's fucking, I hate it. Absolutely hate it. Camping is hilarious because you get there and you pick from a menu of whatever ingredients you have to make, and that dude, the one dude Ignis. With the British accent makes the food.
Yeah.
He makes quite a nice miso soup, I'm going to say. It's pretty. I mean, that's picturesque. Dishes. That's something you want to put on Instagram. A couple
decent dishes.
But you sit around with the other members of Britney Fox, and you pretty much listen to Chuck Mangione around a campfire, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're like Chuck Mangione and you like, you know, Roman Reigns and other members of 80s hair bands.
Yeah, I agree with the car driving, though.
That is a huge downer.
Uber annoying. And once you get to Chocobo status, it's more reminiscent of other games, and I find myself riding around on a chocobo more often than not now. I mean, unless it's clear across the entire map, which is pretty far.
I just fly.
You know, and they do have the fast travel, which is actually super handy for $10, which is cheap. So that's pretty cool. So I try to use that often, but like I was telling Scott the other day, I've done the hop in the car and try and do an auto move to fast travel, but it doesn't fast travel, so I start driving to a parking spot because I hit X on something, and in the menu it's parking spot quest map point, but you can still move the thing around, but then when you hit X it actually brings up the first parking spot on the list, so even though your map is pointing at something, a parking spot, it's not picking that one.
That's another thing.
I never do that.
I do that like every time.
When I go to auto, you go to your quest list, and you just pick the quest you want to go to. You hit the button, and you're fucking off.
Yeah, but that doesn't always give you a fast travel location. Which
I
sometimes
think I figured
can,
that out, too. Yeah. I think you only get the fast travel if you're turning in a quest.
No, you get fast travel if you've
you
been there with your car.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
If you've been to a spot
I've
with your car.
I've been all over this map, and there's 9 times out of 10 I don't get
because
the fast
Because you're
travel.
Picking quest, not... Some if you're going out to a quest that's somewhere far away, it'll take you to like the road right next to the quest area.
Right.
Where if you picked the town right next to the road next to the quest area, you'd be able to fast travel to that town had you been there before.
See, now I'm going to be fast traveling all over this place. Well, and I know like, and it was funny. Well, Jeff was supposed to be here with us because he had played 11 with us, and now he's playing this. And when he first got it, too, he was like, oh, fuck this car. But now he's like, oh, you know, I kind of like it. And here's my 2 cents on the car. You're always going to have a shit ton of travel in any RPG, especially Final Fantasy. At least in this one, they take it out of your hands. You let Ignis drive while you go change out your laundry. You go get a cup
as
of coffee.
As long as it's daytime.
Right, as long as it's daytime.
Annoying.
And then you go, you know, you play around on fucking Instagram, whatever, you know. Gives you a chance to just
play
listen.
Clash of Clans.
Well, because here's the cool thing, too. You can buy music for the car, and it's all the music from previous Final Fantasy games. So I just put on, like, Final Fantasy VII music or Final Fantasy XI music.
It'd be better
just,
if you can hook up your Spotify account.
That would be dope. And
you
I'm
could
surprised
do that.
It didn't, because they've done that in that one baseball game you had 15 years ago. On regular-ass Xbox.
That's what I'm saying. There are some aspects to this game that are super outdated. Like, for example, like you're saying, the parking lot thing. If you've played any GTA game, you don't need a big, giant, flashing parking sign like in front of your face going, hey, here's the parking lot. If you have any sort of overhead map, you kind of got a baseline of where the gas station is, where the other thing is. You don't need this big thing going, pee, park here. It's like,
yeah,
God,
but
I
see, you
fucking
know what the,
get
You know
it.
What the problem is, though? If you hit X, which...
again, is another X function, to stop the car. If you do it before or after that P is blinking, you won't park in the fucking parking spot where you get gas.
Right, you'll just park.
You'll park like right before it.
That's
right,
another in the street,
which is semi like annoying. Again, we're bringing up a ton of annoying shit. Just FYI, I think this game's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, it's good. It's definitely
It's pretty awesome, but I feel like we're just on our honest trailer version of it right now.
Well, yeah, there's definitely going to be some gripes, and I've got more.
I mean, I have.
Don't
well, fret. No, every RPG has some irritating thing about it. Like, just to double back to The Witcher real quick, your horse is your mode of travel. I mean, you could fast travel in that game, too. You can warp between cities you've been to, but your horse... If you have to get off your horse, you run away. And then there'll be moments where literally your horse is 5 feet away, but you have to whistle to have him come over first. Like, he can't just recognize, oh, you're ready to go, and then, like, start making his way towards
you. That was an annoying thing about that game.
You have to, no matter where the... And that's the thing, too.
Why don't you just walk over there?
You can, but, I mean, if you're lazy, like me, you hit all three, and you go, and then the horse comes over. But the thing that's hilarious, which is not really annoying, but it's kind of funny, you can get off your horse and run way over here and then whistle, and the horse is like right there.
Yeah, so he's always just... Well, he's like, just like in this, just like
he's
with
like 3 feet away at all times, except he's not.
Yeah.
You can literally leave your horse at the bottom of a valley, go all the way to the top of a mountain, fight a goblin, and go whoop, and all of a sudden the horse comes walking up the mountain.
See, now, with Final Fantasy XI, you always had to rent a chocobo. And they eventually put in a breeding system where you can raise your own chick, and boom, now you just go out in the field.
You guys have a whistle. I remember those.
And you call your chocobo, mm-hmm. and you're good. This game, you get your own chocobo, but you always have to rent it.
I remember
and
back.
You can only rent it for 7 days. So if you're not by a renting station and you fucking need one, you got to go to a renting station, rent them, and then you can call them.
Well, I told you I like running with chocobos, and that exact thing happened to me mid-battle where my chocobo's like, yeah.
Back in the late 90s, when Dad used to play Final Fantasy VII all the time, I think it got to the point where he was raising so many chocobos at one time, the game actually said, hey, enough with the fucking chocobos. Ride one of these things for a minute. He said, well, I want to have a reserve in case I run out. You got 700 of these things.
Chocobos roll.
They pretty much do.
The game's only slotted for 20. You have like 400.
I don't know why chocobos aren't more mainstream at this point. I feel like everyone should even
didn't
know
somebody.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, as big as Final Fantasy is, I never run into someone that plays it.
I'm telling. It's like I was comparing it before. I think I don't know with you or somebody else. It's like people being a Pearl Jam fan. No one ever says they are, but they sell out every concert.
Right.
You know what I mean? Every city they go to sold out in 4 minutes. But nobody's a fan. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right.
You like Pearl Jam? Nah. You want to play Final Fantasy? Nah. You know what I mean? Well, somebody is. It's not us three people.
Yeah. I think it's, in terms of these kind of games, I think it's the Warcraft effect. Warcraft was just so huge to the point of it's long been oversaturated and it's still going. The game is literally 12 years old and it's still going strong.
Yeah, I don't understand that at all.
Final Fantasy is still on its
Blizzard
15
has,
years
yeah, but that
old.
I get. It's way better than World of Warcraft.
Way better.
But even at its height, it was nowhere. It was.
Oh no, never.
And this is the one thing I always tried to that Jeff will never understand, because like I was saying before, there's always going to be travel. And it's part of the game. It's part of the experience. With 11, if you had to do a mission, there were times where you were literally traveling for 2 hours
back in the
real
day.
Time.
Yeah.
And by the time Jeff started playing it, you could literally warp
everywhere.
10 feet away. And
there was a lot of things you might have had to travel one time to get there, so it was kind of a little bit of base setup.
And he used to cry about, dude, it's going to take like 4 minutes to get... Dude,
yeah,
I will drive to your house and punch you in the dick. 4 minutes.
Yeah, it used to take 45
He's
minutes
so
to get
to
Sky.
To this
Easy.
Ever,
I hope he does, because I've told him all this before. Like, you have no idea what a long fucking run is, because that ain't it. But that's, you know, that's where this game... It's the same.
Yeah, like running from Windhurst to Juno.
Shut your mouth.
To get your mule to Juno.
Yeah. Just follow me. I'll sneak you the whole way.
Yeah. Deuces.
Oh, God. See, that would be perfect. Like, if I'm getting ready to go camping in 15, and I want to get that ice that's right motherfucking there, but there's a creature in the zone, I should be able to sneak myself, get over there, get that ice, and get back to the campsite so Ignis can make me some pot pies.
Or you can do what I did and go to grab two potatoes and turn around and a mammoth is running at you.
Yeah.
And go, level 38, I don't think I can fight this guy. And then you have to find a way to run out of that hole before he chases you out and eats your face.
Yeah. Or, you know, I don't know. Like, when you're running around on a chocobo, it's like, dude, I'm not in the mood to fight right now. I just want to get over there.
Yeah.
But every three steps, it's wham, wham.
Well, I was running to get another food item at one point, and all of a sudden I see, like, those devil dog things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's, like, it looked like there's, like, five of them. Like, we can handle this. All of a sudden there's, like, 40 of them. I'm like, what the fuck? There's a lot of these things, and they just keep coming.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden these, like, orange and blue birds are flying around. I'm like, oh, look at the birds. Oh, the birds are cool, till they start pecking my face. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And the birds are like level 11. I'm like, how are these birds like so high already? Well, compared to me at least.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, when I very first got to the main town where you're meeting up with Gladius's sister, who is your friend, but he's also paid to be your bodyguard. So is he really your friend?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. I was trying to do some hunts or some missions, and it was like right down the road, but it was nighttime, so Ignis wouldn't fucking drive.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
Why does every non-player character in this game so far sound like they're from the Dukes of Hazzard?
Because they are.
Yeah, it's like much. Really, really off-putting.
Yeah.
It gets gets better.
Like I just feel like that girl that fixed your car. She is like the reincarnation of Daisy.
Oh,
Duke.
She is Daisy Duke.
Here's the best thing about her. And this goes back to what you were saying about having zero control over
the
car.
She gave sweet brown leather.
Her bikini top?
No. When you go to her non-mission-wise to like upgrade your car, you have two options. You can pay for upgrades to your car, or you can repair your car.
Right.
When are you going to be able... Why would you ever need to repair your car if you can't crash? The game literally won't let you.
Oh, can I tell you?
Yeah. I would love to know.
You can crash.
How?
I've crashed it.
How?
You know how when you're not supposed to drive at night?
Towards something.
An Iron Giant will pop up in the middle of the fucking road, and literally you hop out of the car, and if you run away like a bitch, because let's be honest, I'm a bitch, the Iron Giant stood there and smashed my car to fucking pieces.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
Shut up.
And I didn't... save the video.
Well, that's where I was going because, like, when I was going to do that mission at night, I'm driving.
Dude,
Iron Giant's there.
I don't know how to
level 50.
Explain this. Yeah, I don't know how to explain this over the microphone, but basically, imagine if, like, King Kong got a hold of a car and just started gorillas pounding on it, like, right out of the Planet of the Apes. You know, they just, like, boom, 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 boom. That's what he did to it.
I gotta do this.
Yeah, you have to do it. It's actually worth it. I'll do it again. And I'm going to record that video and put it up on the site.
It would be so much better if you can drive the car into that little like valley where that giant behemoth thing was
totally.
That chased me out of there. If you could drive down there and just have that thing like, you know, stomp all over your car, that'd be pretty fun.
Drive it at night.
But it won't let you drive off-road.
Yeah, true.
Just one of my gripes.
Well, here's the... I'll get to
my grown man, god damn it. I want to drive my car off-road.
All right, we're 40 minutes of complaints at this point.
Yeah, we didn't. And I still think the game's awesome.
I have one more before before we switch gears. I have one more. This one, these two aren't going to experience. They haven't experienced yet, but they will. Mike, I'm surprised he hasn't yet, but he's just lazy.
No, I'm taking my sweet time fishing.
Taking my sweet time fishing. Okay, so in this game, like you can equip spells to anybody, but Noctis is the only one that can summon the gods: Titan, Leviathan, Rama. Etc. Etc. It's not a menu option. You can't just call the gods to come and help you.
What do you do?
Whenever you want. If
it'd be great if one of them was Rob Halford.
If you're like dying,
no,
like you're coming close to death a lot, a little thing will pop up on the screen. Hit L2 to summon.
Really?
Or if the fight goes on for a very long time. It'll pop up on the screen. Hold L, you know, Rama has decided to grace you with his presence or some shit.
Oh.
Hold L2 to some. You have to be in trouble, or you have to be.
So they bail. They're like bailouts.
Yeah,
basically.
But you can't decide who comes, and you can't just fucking hit L2.
Well, right? Maybe who comes is who the mob is weak to.
The first time I got the option to summon Titan. I'm fighting, and it's taking a while. I'm not really doing bad, but like. These guys just are tough. They weren't dying. Like, I was doing fucking barely any damage. So finally it pops up. I hit L2. Nothing happens. I point warp out of there to get out of the mix. I hit L2, nothing. I hold L2, nothing happens. I had to pause the game, look it up on. You got to literally hold it for 5 to 10 seconds. Uh-huh. So I'm like, I swear to God, I've held it for that long. So I got out of the mix. I sat there and I held it for a good 5-6 seconds, and then all of a sudden it went to the cutscene. Titan grabbed a rock and chucked it at me and killed all the enemies and not me, which was.
Did he kill Promptu?
He probably did. Promptu's a fucking pussy. No, but like, I've only seen Titan and Rama so far in the game that I play. Like, I've seen others, like, in videos online. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what the other ones do, but Judgment Bolt, if anyone who's played previous Final Fantasies, Judgment Bolt's always been awesome. You have no idea what awesome is till you see it in this game.
Dang.
Holy shit. He literally fucking picks you up. And it's funny because as he picks you up, like, Promptu is like, oh my God, who's that dude?
For real.
Something like that. Yeah.
Crap. Is that the camera guy?
Yeah. And then he just like.
He's like the bass player then.
Yeah, exactly. And then he just throws that.
Except for this one's actually funny. Promptu is. I've literally, honestly, laughed out loud a few times when he does stuff.
Cause so he's like it is kind of Flea, funny. Except actually funny.
Yeah. Yeah, almost exactly that, yeah.
And he has all his teeth.
Well, and here's Flea the thing, none. Too, because yeah. Like the skills in this game.
You'd figure a guy worth $85 million would get new teeth.
At least wooden ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, get some fucking something.
So does anyone else kind of agree that the skills in this game pretty much have no bearing on the price of apples?
You know what I mean?
Like, well, like Noctis.
The Ascension table?
He has fishing.
Oh, those
Gladius
skills.
Has survival.
Those are your basically your leisure skills.
Like, and here's the thing. Prompto, whatever the hell his name is.
I'm not going to lie. I like having Wolfgang Puck in the game.
Prompto takes pictures. Cool. He always takes them. He levels up pretty fast.
Yeah.
But he's level 9, and all that does is opens more filters that I don't know how to use.
Yeah, there's a way to do it, but I haven't done it yet. I don't really care about the pictures
so much.
Download
photo.
Right.
Share it to your Google Drive, and then open it in Photoshop.
Right.
It would be awesome. You know,
and Gladius has survival, but what does that even do?
It's got survive. It's got like survival skills, but I don't remember what they are exactly, but they probably pertain to, I know one of them like increases the potion rate and elixir rate and stuff like that, and the same with
making a fork.
And how do you increase it?
It's just an auto thing. Just like Ignis. Ignis's one of his abilities increases the amount of time the food lasts, and if you use the one that somebody, you know, if you like make a person's favorite food, it lasts longer or something like that.
It gives a boost to that person. That's another thing. God, I thought I said I was done with annoyances, but nope. You can't sort the food. Like if I want to just
can't you?
No.
Oh, you mean the food to be created?
Yes.
No. I agree because. On the top of that stupid thing is all the stupid food, and it's stupid.
Yeah, like when you're camping.
I don't need +10 attack anymore.
Right. When you're camping and Ignis is, you're deciding what to have Ignis cook to group for the next day as far as buffs, it shows a little, and we're talking about a small box on the screen as it is anyway, but in the bottom corner of that box, it'll show you a little 8-bit figure. That's that person's favorite food.
I do dig the 8-bit.
Sometimes it's hard to tell which is Noctis and which is Ignis. You got to look for the flip in the hair.
Ignis has glasses.
Shut up. 8-bit side profile.
I can see him.
No, you don't.
I can tell.
But
one more thing.
You should be able to sort it by level. You should be able to sort it by character's favorite food.
Let me ask you a serious question. So, you eat your food when you go camping.
Yep.
You camp once a night.
Yep.
Shouldn't that food last the whole fucking day? Just saying.
Mine lasts quite a while.
It's not the day.
But
it'll run out. It runs out in about half of a day, not even. I think that only prompts you to have to like go to a restaurant to buy food.
It could.
Which is annoying.
Well, and then here's the thing. Because
you're not always by a restaurant that has good food because you're getting like plus 100 HP. Well, like,
the other day you were complaining about the chocobos and running into trees. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. You're an idiot. This morning I went camping. And I fed the chocobo the food that boosts their speed. And I hit everything. I had to literally get off my chocobo and call him out of the trees. It was so... I couldn't get out. I don't know how I got in here, but fuck this game right now.
It's super... That's super Final Fantasy XI right there.
Yeah.
Like, it just... He touches a tree and he just comes to a complete stop. And it's like, come on. I can't even come to a complete stop when I'm...
in the middle of nowhere, and I hit the stop button.
The beautiful thing about 11 is you had auto run. You just start running, you hit the button, you can put the controller down, but you'll run across the map unless you hit a pebble.
Which you will.
Or a tree.
Yeah.
Or a fucking whatever.
Or just a firm bump in the road.
Yeah. So you'd come back and you're just standing there like dorking out into a wall. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it. I hate controlling the chocobos on a tight, windy trail because you can't really run because they don't turn as fast as the trail turns.
Right.
It's just a little.
Yeah.
Outside of all of the last 45 minutes of annoyances with this game, it is still blown away my expectations for this game.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you and I were bound to be overly critical of too many things, and we are. And I admit that, and that's why I'm saying I still think the game's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, visually, obviously, the game was going to be amazing. There was no way it wasn't going to be. But it's actually, there's so much scenery that even the NPCs bring it up. You know what I mean? They're like, God damn, that's gorgeous. I'm like, you're right. Like, that is. Like, we're just driving down the road, and like, Promptu's like, holy shit, look at the view. And I'm
can
like,
we stop and take pictures?
Yeah.
Fine.
And when he does that, just stop and do it, because otherwise it's going to open up a quest anyways, whether you stop or not. So I did that once. He's like, oh, look at that mountain. I should totally get a picture of that. And I'm like, yeah, maybe later, nerd. And that quest has been open. It's a level 3 quest, and I'm level 32. So, yeah.
Oh, real nice.
I just haven't driven back to that stupid mountain. And I probably should, because it hasn't actually opened up any other, like, odd photo quests in the meantime.
That's another thing I hate, because when I was talking to Sid, which is a little it's a little nod back to Final Fantasy XI.
Let the record show, I'm going to forego talking about Sid for this effing podcast, because I already hate that whole setup. If you want to get into it, let's do it.
Well, I am going to get into it. I don't remember why.
With upgrading the PlayStation Plus weapons. That's what I call them, because they have the little yellow plus sign on them.
Oh, yeah. So you can go to him, and he upgrades your weapons. And
weapons that you magically find and don't know you did, for at least in my case.
Well, the bottom line is, even if I have the weapon and the item needed to upgrade it on me, he wouldn't take it. So I just kept opening. I have 6 weapon upgrade quests open from Sid. But if you go to the diner to join a hunt, you can only take 1.
Right.
Because I'm like, I'm just going to knock out all of these. Let me accept them all. Oh, if you accept this.
But it doesn't show where to get the item. It only shows him all the time.
Right.
Which is uber annoying. Like,
well, you're supposed to run around and find it.
Yeah, I get it. But everything else gives you the general area. Yeah, but some of these things, like I found the one in the dungeon by accident. You know what I mean? And I haven't found another one since. And I've been to some places. And I feel like it's because maybe I haven't progressed the mission along, but I've been progressing all the quests. Like, I still have plenty of quests to do. You keep saying about going to Lestalem or whatever, but I have plenty of hunts to do. I have all kinds of shit I can do.
Little tip, if anyone out there hasn't played yet, Lestalem is where the money is. That's all I'm going to say.
That's what I keep hearing, but you're level 42 and I'm level 32, actually, and I have a much higher hunt level.
It's Vatican City.
You do have a much higher hunt level. How much gil do you have?
Not a lot. I mean, probably 20,000 or something.
I've spent a ton, and I've got like 45,000.
Yeah, I've spent.
There's a guy in Lestalem who just says, "Oh, you guys got a cool camera. Go take me some pictures." Every time you take him a picture, 10,000, 15,000, 10,000.
Oh, and I'm sure there's plenty of weapons there. I'm sure there's new stuff there.
No,
but
that's
again,
that's another thing that annoys me. You never can find any weapons that are better than the ones you have, and you can't. There's no other gear.
Yeah, the gear thing is semi annoying.
But the game's still fucking rules.
But actually, I've been running Prompto and Ignis without their jackets, because that actually boosts their attack values, which has been kind of helpful, because it makes them much more powerful. But I leave Noctis and Gladius with jackets on to keep them buffed with HP, but whatever. I guess that's that. So, where are we at now?
I'm right here. Where are you guys?
What else do we like?
We haven't even talked about
besides,
what we like.
Besides the visuals. Bam, 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 yeah. Bam, bam, bam. Comedy Relief is good.
Comedy Relief is good. Yeah, the visuals are amazing.
Some of the auto replies are a little annoying, like when I was fishing and you could hear me.
Yeah.
And they just keep saying the same effing thing every time. And it's like, dude, I get it. The reel's weak. You say it every time it gets to half and I'm catching fish that only take 5 off the tension. So you're going to be doing this for the next 30 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, because like I was telling you, you can use a lot of spells and upgrade them with stuff as simple as bluegill scales will just increase the amount of spells you get. And you can yank bluegills out of the water without hurting your rod at all. I mean, so why not catch a ton and level up your fishing and get some stuff and things in the process?
I like that there's doesn't seem to be a limit to the stuff you can carry.
That's actually awesomely anti-No Man's Sky-ish.
But it also, at the same time, like, when I go to the store, I'm like, oh, I'll just sell a bunch of stuff. I'm carrying around all this junk. I don't know what I can and can't sell because I don't know what they do for the spells.
I know. It's almost...
I wish I had a printed out list of all the spells and the ingredients and what they
maybe
do.
Maybe we should... actually, I made a video of me just tinkering around with the Elemancy just because I was doing it and it videotaped it and I figured I'd save it and put it up. But I didn't actually even make any spells. I just was going through the motions of basically doing X amount of ice and then I just went through and I would... You know, add, because, you know, sometimes you add one potion and it's a healing factor of 50. You add one more, it goes to 75, one more, 94, one more, 99. But then maybe it's one more, you get 4 spells, and then it takes 3 more to get the 5th spell or whatever the case may be. And then maybe it'll start increasing the potency after that. So there's a ton of factors, actually, that play into it, which is actually kind of cool, but also very tedious, I guess, is the word. Like, you're just kind of... It's one of those things you got to just sit there and fiddle with it. Don't fiddle
that,
too long.
Like I said, that's just like any other, you know, Final Fantasy. Once you're as a mage, once you learn how to cast a spell, as long as you have the MP, you can cast it. Period. You didn't need all these extra ingredients all the time.
I sort of like it. I mean, and one of the staples of Final Fantasy throughout the history of Final Fantasy is the fact that it's always got something new, something old, and something removed. So
something new, something blue, something right,
but
cherished,
that's
something.
but that's what it is. So, you know, sometimes you have different skill charts, sometimes you have different skill matrices or whatever. Now you have like this ascension table that you apply your ability points to, which is very similar to like Final Fantasy. I don't remember what it was, like X2 or something, where you had you would apply your little ability orbs to things to gain different abilities, obviously. So you can do it in an order that suits your gameplay, which is kind of cool because maybe you hate Noctis and Promptu working together, so you decide to go with all of Ignis's abilities which benefit the team or whatever. So it's, to me, that's actually pretty cool still that they have something to that effect on there. And I actually like the magic thing. I mean, I would like to have a mage that used all those spells that I could do in some type of technique bar choice, I guess. But I don't know if that would... I don't know if that'd be cool or not to have, like, an actual mage character that did more magic. But then you'd be burning up that stuff, maybe. I don't know. Again...
I wish you could hold more than 99, because you're always going to put 99 into the spell.
Yeah, but are you? I don't.
I always do.
I don't all the time. I upgraded the thing... on the ascension board to
suck more out.
Ew. but yeah, it gives me a little bit more when I go to absorb it, and then it also when I the first basically it adds 30 to whatever you put in there. So if I click it up 1, I basically get a potency of 31 right off the bat. So I normally go wherever gets me around 100, and then I try to add potency from items added. Like we were talking, I made a spell that was like 157 potency.
Still never even got, I never cracked 119.
Well, I just made one that's 206.
But I didn't know you can add more than one item.
Oh, you were adding one at a time? Like you didn't R1 it? Yeah, because you can add, you can take a potion, you can take, make a spell, and if you have 99 potions in the hopper, you can put 99 potions into it.
Yeah, I gotta go back and play with
which
that.
I don't know if you want to do with that, because that would start getting costly. What's that? $50,000.
Depends on the potions are $50 a piece.
Oh yeah, so I guess
I'm fucking rich.
$5,000.
I got like $45,000.
But you can also, you know, and again, like you and I were saying before, this whole MP thing, they still have ethers and elixirs, which are
never used,
grossly expensive. And on top of that, they don't even add much to the spell. It just makes it a 2-chain. which 2-chain, 3-chain, 4-chain, 5-chain is the amount of times that spell will cast. So it'll be like a quin cast, quadruple cast, triple cast, double cast. But
I sell elixirs to the store. That's the only thing I definitely sell.
Yeah, you almost...
I keep like 20 on me.
I don't remember
case, but...
exactly what they add to the spells, but I want to say it's just a 2-chain, which is a double cast, which you can get out of like basic items dropped from mobs that are worth like $25 at the store. So you just save those and use those on spells and make them 2-chainers. That's what I do. But what do I know? Just saying.
Nothing.
Obviously. I'm the guy that warps out of battles.
How you feeling over there?
Totally rad.
Well, if you go to make spells, you'll know that you can tinker. So that'd be good news.
Yeah.
And then I also hate that one town that you have to walk on the bridge to get to it, because that just seems like they made that bridge awfully long.
What town?
The one that's... It's an early on town. Brian will probably be getting to it pretty soon. It's like one of the first...
What do you mean you have to walk on the
bridge? The one where Dino's at, the jeweler. You know how you have to walk that stupid bridge every time? Like, you park, like, far away. You gotta... I mean, it's literally...
Well, it's nice once you learn the stamina trick.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, but, I mean, not nice, but it's not terrible.
Yeah, but it's still, like, ugh.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I need to go back there and go fishing.
Yeah, well, there's, like... Yeah, I keep meaning to go back there, too, just to... Because there was a bunch of decent fish there, but... You gotta. I found a spot that has the trout, and that makes a pretty good spell. I need the Ager root.
Oh, dude, I know where that is. It's right there.
If you could tell me where it is, that'd be awesome. Because there's a couple. That 50% upgrade meal for experience needs that root.
What?
Yeah. I'll have to. We'll have to talk about it later.
I don't look. Yeah, yeah.
But there's a. It gives you like, I want to say it's like plus 800 HP, and then plus 50% experience.
I feel like we should probably either talk about more of what we like or wrap this bitch up.
Yeah, we can wrap it up right now. I mean,
I feel like at this point we're just nerding out, and if people haven't played, they're going to be like, dude, yeah, this is lame.
Well, you can check out the review. Check out some of the videos we'll have up on the site along with this podcast.
And yeah.
See a little gameplay footage. I'm going to be probably posting on.
You know what you should do is when you beat Titan, you should put that up.
Yeah, I will.
If you beat Titan.
Son. He's dead and he doesn't even know it yet. But no, there's I'm going to probably try and maybe I wanted to talk to you about it later, but I want to compile like a video of all the technique abilities, like down hammer, starfall, recoil, whatever it is. Cause that's, I started making them, but I just, I'm not an expert on like compiling video together.
Amen to that
word. So anyways, overall, I think the game's awesome and I don't want to be the first one to number it. So go.
I agree. The game blew away my expectations. I, at this point, like I said, probably a little over 20% done. Easy 9.
Yeah, I'm probably a little under that just because I have a lot.
You haven't learned the finesse yet.
I have a lot. Yeah, nobody's going to. I have a lot of content done before Scott. I'm not saying I played more, but I'm spending a lot more time in the without progressing the missions. So I'm actually,
you're spending more time fishing. That's about
I did
it.
Some fishing. I did a little fishing.
I'm the one that got the trophy for like 40 something side missions.
Which
I'm sure you probably got by now.
I haven't looked for it.
We're going to compare trophies in a minute.
I don't know that hunts count, but I know I'm in the, my hunt points is, I'm level 4 and not very deep into it.
Right.
But anyways, who cares? Yeah. So yeah, I think I'm in the neighborhood of a 9 as well. It could go either way, though. It could go a little lower, a little higher. I need to play more.
Yep.
Does anyone remember that arcade show that was on back in the early 80s, like mid-80s, where teenagers would compete in various arcade games for like $5,000 or whatever?
No.
You don't remember that? It was like a game show.
Really?
It was on like Saturday nights.
Give me a name?
I don't remember the name.
If there was such a thing, I would have been on it.
It was on for maybe
you were too G money back
was
then.
Maybe
in the mid-80s, I was beating them dicks.
It was maybe on for like a year. It was the place I first heard about Dragon's Quest, that Don Bluth game where you pretty much move the stick right and it selects a video, and you move the stick up and it selects another video, and you pretty much die in the first 5 minutes, but it costs like $5 to play. Anyway, they used to occasionally have people compete in the video game Journey, which is based on the band Journey, where you had to try and get to a live concert in outer space or some weird thing like that.
Starcade.
There you go. Nice. I, for some reason, when I was like 7, thought Journey was like the heaviest band ever. and I really wanted to play the Journey video game. I never got to. But now, running around with this party, I feel like I'm finally playing
Journey. Like you're actually in it.
I feel like, man, I'm on tour with Journey right now.
When Crystal walked in and I was doing something where it's when you go to the, when you hit the, what's that, the middle button called? The pad button.
The play, pad? The PS button?
Yeah, no, the pad.
The pad.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And that brings up, like, the quests and whatever, but it also has all four guys standing there like Usual Suspects. She's like, what is that, like a boy band thing? And I'm like, yeah.
Shut up!
Yeah, it was like, finally, I don't stop believing in this game.
You know who shot the pilot of Starcade just for the fun of it?
Who?
Alex Trebek.
Shut up.
For real?
He was deemed unworthy for the arcade world.
Really?
That's interesting. So they put he's in like
Jeff Edwards.
Doesn't he have the world record right now for most game shows hosted? I think probably. He does. I think he does.
Just can you imagine like what it's going to be like when Jeopardy finally gets turned over to a new host?
No.
That's going to be like the most coveted job in non-acting TV.
Yeah.
Probably the only one that rivals it is Price is Right, maybe Wheel of Fortune.
I think Drew Carey's terrible.
I've watched it twice. I prefer, I'm more of a Wayne Brady guy. That said, I'll probably give this an 8 right now. Visually amazing. Gameplay is a little up and down.
Yeah, I
driving,
don't.
Driving, I hate.
I don't love it, I agree. Driving is.
Combat is good. Camera sucks my ass.
Camera's the worst. Yeah. Well, me and I don't know how much combat you've played, but like Scott and I were talking before, you know, you're in the middle of combat and there's just like a tree in the way.
That's what I'm saying.
You're like, what? And then you have to basically like stop what you're doing to spin the camera to see where you're at. And by that time, here comes the mob's arm on one of those like attacks that aren't forecasted. Because a lot of the big attacks be like, hit square and you can block and then parry. Okay, we get it. But there's a lot of smaller attacks that'll hit you and you have to actually be watching the mob. And it's like, come on, guys. Like, you're going to post me up behind this tree right now? I don't know.
I had one earlier. No matter where I put the camera, I was behind trees. Yeah. So I just...
You got a point where
predator. Closed my fingers and just held circle. Yeah.
A lot of games tend to have similar.
And just
issues.
Watch my menu, my health bar. At that.
Yeah,
The Witcher is a little better at that. I think the game that actually did that style of combat the best is Elder Scrolls.
Elder Scrolls was good. My here's
I feel
the
like
easiest,
there was less in the way.
Here's what could sense. Easily fix a lot of the camera issues in this game, as far as fighting is. And I hate to keep comparing, but I've played 11 more than anything. You can lock onto the guy, and the camera follows and stays with you.
From behind
you. If I lock onto a guy, everywhere I move, that camera should be moving with me.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem in this game is you're not fighting one guy. You're fighting 47 guys. Well, and you're flying all over the
place. And
that's
the problem. You lock onto a guy that's basically not even in your field of view right now, and you have to like then physically move the camera, which is semi-annoying.
Yeah.
We might be dumb, though, so let's go ahead and check the options later.
Yeah, right.
Because it's probably a simple fix in camera options, and you guys listening, or you guy listening, is probably going to be
hi,
like,
Jeff.
You guys are dumb. So,
anywho, there you have it. There was an hour of us complaining about a game that we really love. So, take what you will from that. But until then, you can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. You can find Brian at Pure Rock Fury, and you can find Mike at Review and Roast. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast. And you can head to reviewandroast.com to check out all of our other reviews. And I probably should have mentioned this in the beginning because half the people probably tuned out by now. But you can get movie tickets there. I mean, you're going to the movies anyway. You might as well buy them from us, right? All right. So until next time, have a good week.